Regional Growth Fund would have been a quick fix and that would have been splendid, but we didn't have high expectation for it. There were six times as much in terms of quantity of application for Regional Growth Fund. I'm delighted the UWE have won some, so we won some in this region. It was particularly towards skills and industry and that sort of thing, so it was a bit of a try on going for it for the arena, but I'm talking to ministers about how we fill the gap. We've got a good eight-figure sum from the city deal towards the arena, and I'm absolutely confident that we will eventually fill that gap. But we may have to practice a bit more brinkmanship of getting a bit closer to what they call shovel-ready scheme to get some of those sort of funds from government.
So that leaves you with a shortfall of how many million then? If you've got some money from city deal, they'd buy it.
Well, we're talking about half the total £80 million that we see the whole project cost being.
It's going to need a lot of brinkmanship on your part, isn't it? £40 million, I find.
Well, I call it... I mean, brinkmanship is probably the wrong term, but it's certainly... you need in these projects to get closer to being able to actually dig a hole in order sometimes to get that form of European or government funding.